Force Nonsense, written by Triscribe and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, and in which no archive warnings apply.
Sir.
It shouldn't have been possible to hear a single startled call over the cries of the wounded and the constant explosions, but even so, Captain Keen tilted his helmet in the direction of the trooper who needed his attention.
What, Flicker? A civilian, sir?
Oh, sithing hells. Sure enough, after ducking behind a broken boulder and coming around the other side to resume firing, Keen could see her. A gray-haired human, short and thick and dressed in plain cloth, looking bizarrely calm in the middle of their battlefield. She didn't seem to be in the direct line of fire at the very least, though as the Clanker Battalion got closer, there was every chance she'd be hit by a stray shot. If ever there was a job for a Jedi, but General Balaba was last sighted heading east with her personal unit to engage directly with Grievous, and Keen couldn't let any of his men put themselves in extra danger for the sake of one unknown civilian. So, he grabbed his last grenade and hurled it toward the nearest knot of droids, ready to move as soon as the explosion bought him some time. Except, the civilian turned out very much not to require a rescue. She visibly looked up towards Keen himself, as if aware of his on-the-fly plan to dash out and drag her back to a secure position. Then, slowly, with all the poise of a senator entering some fancy-pants event on Coruscant, the woman strode straight towards the approaching clankers. No blaster bolt struck her, despite some visibly passing close enough to singe cloth and hair. When the commanding battle droid spotted the out-of-place human, it warbled a new order, and at least half of the nearest blasters shifted to aim at the approaching civilian. That was when she raised both hands, and an invisible tide swept across the narrow valley, scooping all the clankers together and smashing them into a single, massive sphere of scrap. The second group of droids came awkwardly jogging from the ridges and boulders opposite Keen's position. With a graceful sweep of her arm, the woman turned that massive bundle of broken metal into a wall of shrapnel faster than the eye could blink.
Orders, sir?
It took a moment for Keen to get his thoughts situated enough to respond.
Fall back with the wounded. Someone try to get a message off to Commander Gray or Captain Stiles. Flicker, snapshot, with me.
Cautiously, he descended to the valley floor with his troopers, and they approached the woman still surveying her handiwork. From a closer angle, Keen could spot the blaster holster hanging from her hip, with a simple additional pocket that looked just right to hide a lightsaber. They stopped a short distance away, and Keen took the chance of removing his helmet. That, finally, caused the woman to actually turn and face them, her expression impassive but for a single raised eyebrow. Stealing his nerve, Keen took a chance on throwing regulation out the window. Not that we're ungrateful for the assistance, General, but mind explaining who you are and where the criff you came from? Evidently, his gamble proved a good choice, for one corner of the woman's mouth twitched up into a smirk, and she didn't rebuke him for proper deference to authority. You can call me Leia, soldier. I'm afraid I haven't the slightest clue as to how I got here, but I'm fairly sure it can be attributed to Force Nonsense of some type or another. His friend Stiles often complained of such things whenever General Balaba saw fit to give orders that didn't make sense until long after they earned victories or saved lives. Don't suppose you'd care to escort us back to our medevac site, would you, General? We took heavy casualties before you showed up, and I don't like our chances if another unit of clankers finds us while we're trying to get out of these foothills. Of course, Captain... Keen, sir. These are Sergeant Snapshot and Corporal Flicker. If we're able to locate General Balaba on the way, she can introduce you to the actual command staff. Even as he spoke, they started moving, General Leia choosing to stride along beside him rather than taking the lead. Balaba, the woman muttered, frowning briefly. I've heard the name. Did she get separated from you in the fight? No, sir. She took her personal squad to confront Grievous before he can escape back to his flagship and hit us with an orbital bombardment. Another hum. And Grievous is the Separatist general, correct? the one more metal than flesh. Yes, sir. Keen silently wondered where in the galaxy this Jedi had been tucked away, to only vaguely know the names of a high general on the council and the biggest clanker of them all. He refrained from asking, however, as a rather wicked-looking grin spread across the new general's face. Well, maybe I'll have to see if his armor holds up against the Force any better than his subordinates. Snapshot made a small choking noise, and Keen saw Flicker glance back the way they'd come at the markedly large area full of broken and sparking droid pieces.
If he doesn't buckle, sir, you could just hold him still while we pump the bastard full of plasma.
That sounds fair enough to me, Trooper. The end. Authors end notes. By the end of the day, Grievous rather resembles a crushed soda can. Depa Balaba doesn't lose 90% of her men, nor sustains bad enough injuries to put her in a coma, and both Dooku and Palpatine sense an alarming disturbance in the Force. The end for real.